from WPTL Sports. It's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Coming to you live from Canton, North Carolina on a 74-degree sunsplash Chamber of Commerce afternoon for an important Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball game featuring the visiting Smoky Mountain Mustangs and the Pisgah Black Bears. Hi, sports fans. This is Chuck Fiebernets along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird, bringing you this game live on WPTL 920 AM. And Rhonda, as we get to this time of year, every game's important, isn't it?
It is. And my heart's still over that game last night. I had to go home and recover. My adrenaline was still going when I got home. I couldn't go to sleep. But that was a great game. And, yes, everything, the two games left remaining on Pisgah's schedule, extremely important. Smoky Mountain, Bavard. Bavard being the one that is really going to be the one that will probably be the conference. This year, Smoky Mountain's struggling. They're rebuilding. They've changed coaches. They don't have the, you know, everything's changed over there. So they're really having to, they're struggling this year. So, you know, this should be just a warm-up game. I'm not going to, you know, you can't take it that way. Serena's already preached her kids. You can't take any team lightly. So they're not going to take them lightly. Pisgah's not going today. But this is an opportunity for us to work on some things.
Do you think this young softball team, which got a huge win against a powerhouse in Inca yesterday in a walk-off 1-0 win here at the Chamber of Commerce, you know, the Diamond on the River complex here in Canton, do you think they can let off the gas pedal at all?
And I think that big win really ignited the fire, because I talked to a bunch of the players after the game and after we left the broadcast yesterday. I talked to Callie and I talked to Tomasi with her black eye, you know, and stuff, and seen that nice good shiner she had. And that win ignited them. That really pumped them up. Callie, when she come out of that fourth inning with the bases loaded, no outs, and did not relinquish a run, she said when she got to the sideline, she was at a different level. And, you know, that she is a very intelligent pitcher, probably the most intelligent pitcher we've had here in a while. She said not only in games like that when I got no outs and bases loaded, not only do I need to be physically strong, but I need to be mentally strong also. And she said all I needed to do was to throw the ball low, grounder, grounder, grounder. And she said the first two came right back to me, forced out to home. And then she said when I got that strikeout and I hit the sidelines, she said it just pumped her up. She said I was ecstatic. I knew I could conquer the world after that.
A lot of good things out of that game when you go and play a team like Inca, and you expect a pitching duel, and you were correct on that forecasting. Look, this is going to be a pitching duel, and it sure was. But there was a lot of positives coming out of that. Even though you scored one run, you battled a very good team. But, you know, a lot of kids kind of got their game back to them. Talk about that.
Well, you know, Sheridan Presley's been struggling. And it's not she's been struggling hitting the ball. She's been struggling at placing the ball. The ball's been hit right to people. And Serena told everybody, said, you keep hitting the ball to somebody, eventually people make mistakes. And exactly what happened last night or yesterday in that seventh, the bottom of the seventh, was a mistake. It's hard to keep a focus for a whole entire game. We were talking about teenagers out here on the field, and we had two extremely young teams yesterday. So, you know, and I think that what caught Inca off guard, too, as I thought about this last night, was that they were creeping up on that bunt that Mason McCracken had tempted twice. And the first baseman was in closer than normal, and that ball got on her before she even had a chance to get her glove down.
Do you think that dramatic seventh inning win flipped the switch? They started off slow. They got into a really good groove, playing great softball. All of a sudden, they kind of hit a lull like every good team, you know, does. And then do you think that game, man, had flipped the switch for them?
I think so, and it gave them the confidence to say, hey, we can beat Inca, and they're ranked 9th in 3A. Because I just checked the state polls this morning. They're ranked 9th in 3A. And we're also jumped up a spot. We're ranked 9th in 2A. So I think that ignited the bats, and it gives confidence. We're so young. You got to have confidence. And that's one thing that Serena has struggled with all year, is giving her players confidence. And this is one time that she really thought that game might have helped them in that point, that confidence there. But, you know, Mason McCracken's a slugger. She's going to come out. She's a senior. She's a veteran. She wants to bat, and her bat you can't take out of lineup.
Where do we go? We have two important softball games, and the schedule is that we're this game right here against Smoky Mountain. You know, but you know, Rhonda, you know that you're supposed to play and beat this team, you know, convincingly. And you know, on Thursday, you got the game. You got the game of the year. It's for an outright conference championship. Winner takes the trophy, loser finishes second. And it's for a second, you know, the first place or the number one seed, which you talked so eloquently yesterday about. We need that. We need that number one seed.
We need to win, and we need to win the regular season outright. The problem being is that since Bavard is also 2A and they're in second position, we have got to depend on somebody in 3A in the conference to beat Bavard, i.e. Franklin. For the simple reason of when we get to that championship game, if we're playing a 3A, we're still going to get the number one seed. But if we're playing Bavard, it could be a toss-up now. The governing boards down at the North Carolina High School Association could say, well, you won the regular season, but you lost the conference tournament. So, you know, they said that's 50-50. We might better record goes to probably Bavard. I don't know their overall record right now, but you don't know these things. Them guys down there in Chapel Hill are strange characters. They can put anybody they want to at that number one seed. But if we play a 3C or a 3-8 school, I have no doubt we'll be a number one seed, win or lose. And that's the important. The main reason that's so important, if everybody missed yesterday's show, is that if we win out and are number one seed, we have home field advantage through the playoffs, just like in 2011 when we went down and won the state championship. And, folks, that's a big deal when you got young kids playing. It's better to play at home.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're halfway through the pregame. We're going to take a break right here, and when we come back, we'll have more of our pregame show before the first pitch of the Smoky Mountain Mustangs and the Pisgah Black Bears. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Smoky Mountain at Pisgah softball game here from the Diamond on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina. And before we broke for a few messages, Rhonda was talking about playoffs and getting that number one seed. And Rhonda, continue that thought process, is the importance of the number one seed and what these next two games mean for the Pisgah Black Bears.
You know, if momentum holds to true, to course, I think Pisgah will beat. I told my husband on the way over here, I said, I have this feeling And I said, I don't normally have feelings, but there's something special fixing to happen with this team. Don't know what it is. I just have that feeling, and I think it's going to surround number 15, Callie Kirkendall. She, for the last 3 weeks, has picked up her pitching level to the next level. And I have not seen that in a sophomore until we had Logan Matthews in 11. We went to state. She, at that time, at the end of the season, was pitching the best she had ever pitched, i.e., Callie Kirkendall, pitching the best she's ever pitched. And I'm telling you, this kid is only going to get better because she has the drive and determination, and she has a grandfather who would probably kill her if she didn't.
Who's that grandfather of hers?
Oh, Walt Leatherwood. You know that old...
Walt's kind to her.
I asked him one day she got hurt, and I said, she's all right. And he said, you better be. She's part Leatherwood.
Yesterday's ball game against Inca, you know, we finished with six hits. Well, actually seven with the, you know, they saw that last one was ruled as a hit. But anyhow, we had some guys, you know, some young ladies that step up big for us in critical moments. I mean, you know, we just both still, I saw Shelby Tomasi, Miggy Tomasi's line drive to, you know, back at the head of the pitcher in my dreams last night. It was a nightmare. You know, I pitched it and it was coming back at me. And, you know, I mean, that was just a ferocious hit. But, you know, Mason McCracken has been battling a knee injury, and you know, Serena has got her in the lineup because of her ability to hit the ball, and she's an aggressive hitter. That was just almost as perfect timing as that one that was hitting the ball well but couldn't buy a hit, gets up there and takes a 1-0 changeup to the wall and leads off with a double in Sheridan Presley.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mason McCracken comes up and delivers.
And, you know, right before that second bunt, when it went popped straight up in the air, the catcher had it, bobbled it, rolled down her body. She tried to grab it, and it finally hit the ground.
Yes.
You're sitting there going, the stars are aligned. Oh, Lord, please let this be the inning, you know?
Absolutely.
And it was. I mean, the next pitch is when she hit that little liner between the legs, but... You know, like I said, I think the first baseman was too far up, couldn't get down fast enough for the ball, and I think because she expected a bunt. I really think so.
And we knew that with Parsons on inside the circle, that rocket, one hop rocket, and it stayed low, and the first baseman, Harris, thought that the thing was going to pop up on her.
And Jared Glove was off the ground.
Right, and it was hit so hard, but we knew at least it was going to bring and, you know, drive Presley from second to third in better scoring position, but it was, you know, it was going to be only one out.
Right.
A lot of options. If that ball was still, you know, it would have put us in a winning run at third with one out, and there's a lot of things that could happen.
Oh, yeah.
But it just so happened, as what Serena told her girls. So here's my question to you. As the managers are meeting at home plate, a lot of things that Serena's been telling the team over the last 2 weeks where they maybe not played their best, starting to come true, aren't they?
She said it was good to see that they are listening. You know, she says, I've been preaching, and I've been talking, but it's good to see that they are listening. And she said, sometimes I don't think they listen, but, you know, yesterday, you know how I said this was a character-building game yesterday?
Yeah.
The true character of Pisgah will show up. I think the true character of this team showed up. Mason McCracken said that they got a lot of things aired out during that team meeting. Well, sometimes you got to have that. You know, even the best of friends argue, right, Chuck?
Absolutely. We argued for a week about Spindley until somebody just fought, you know, made up a definition and called it coming out of Webster's.
Well, that's because that Michigan dictionary is not complete. That's the reason you didn't knew it.
That's
I mean,
true.
Know it.
That's true. That's true. Has a good one, but you know, it just seems like Serena's got a pulse. She's got the pulse of this team right at her fingertips. You know what I mean? It's just she knows what this team can do, and she knows how to push and pull the right buttons.
And she knows this team's capable of doing more than they're doing right now. She's pushing them, yes, but in a way that's not overly aggressive because they're so young. You don't want to push them so hard that they get to the point where, you know, it's like Coach Pat Summitt said, when you put a kid into playing travel ball, if you push them so much, they get to where they hate it. If they play because they love the game, then they'll get to where they love it even more. So a lot of these girls for Pisgah play because they love the game. and they're athletes, and they don't like losing.
I'm telling you, she shook up the lineup because she put Presley, and she dropped Irvin from number three down to number six. Again, we just hear you out. We're just talking. I'm looking at the lineup, and I'm like, at first I kind of drew a big breath thinking, well, where's Mahala Irvin? You know, for 4 years we've watched her be at three.
Yeah. But you know what? She struggled with her bats, and she's actually popping it straight up. And
well,
so,
ladies and gentlemen, we'll have the Star Spangled Banner. The Star Spangled Banner has played, and like we were talking about, you know, just at the time that they were announcing the lineups and gave us the lineup card for Pisgah, is that she knows how to push buttons. Yesterday, she dropped Sheridan Presley down from 2 to 7th, and it upset her and made her mad, and she came out and had a really good game, hit the ball extremely hard all 3 times that she was up. More importantly, she had that big hit at the top bottom of the 7th inning to lead off that final inning with a stand-up double off the wall. And then you turn around and you have, you know, now she's going to push, you know, push and pull. It doesn't matter even if you're a veteran senior, a 4-year starter. She's going to drop you, and she's going to get somebody's attention.
Because Mahala Irvin is undercutting the ball. We talked about it. She's popping them straight up in the air. And that's what Serena said in her spirited meeting that day. She said, we're hitting at 2 people. We're hitting at 9 miles in the air. She says, we're not going after our pitches. And you noticed how patient they were yesterday with Courtney. They waited. Even on that, she tried to nip them on that outside curveball, but they kept waiting until they got their pitch, because they knew Courtney couldn't put it there every time for a strike.
Well, and again, you know, they have Sheridan Presley moved up from 7 to 3, took her spot, so you reward Sheridan with a good game and swinging a bat. So, I mean, it's just a little shake-up in the lineup to get somebody's attention. We're ready for the game to get started here. Callie Kirkendall will go inside the circle. And the first pitch of the ball game is swung on and dribbled over to Tomasi, and it's just a foul by hair.
She still throws it to first.
I know.
She just wanted to make sure.
The message or the meaning out there, you're just not going to hit it to third. This is one of the best fielding young players I've seen in a long time.
What did I tell you at the beginning of the season?
Miggy is just a gold glove third baseman. Next pitch is a curveball over the outside part of the plate called strike. 0-2.
She took a little speed off that, too.
For cute name, Breezy Stillwell, the third baseman. I love it. What a softball name here. Kirkendall's next pitch just missed outside. Wasted it to see if she'd go chase. Breezy said, no, I'll stay right here and wait for you to bring it over the dish.
Last time we played Smoky Mountain, she had a couple of good hits on Callie.
Kirkendall's next pitch, way high. Just got out of her hand. Held it a little bit too late. Didn't get out at the right slot as she was trying to release it. So that will even the count at 2-2 as we're here in the top of the first and nobody on base as we're leading it off. And that's popped up behind the plate, just off the edge of the screen and out of play.
Oh, we have Micah James in the stadium today.
Getting a lot of hugs.
A lot of people miss that girl. She's a heck of a player. And Tomasi has big shoes to fill third base because that was Micah's position.
And remember, Tomasi, only a sophomore.
Oh, yeah.
I still see that hit she hit yesterday against Troutman. Ball in the dirt. Brings the count full at 3-2.
I bet Troutman did last night in her sleep.
She had nightmares. I had nightmares.
Oh, man. That's a...
I mean, we both came out of our seat because it was just scorched. And, you know, and that, I told her after the game, was the perfect swing. That's exactly where you just got to keep staying like that. Here's the pitch, and that's lined past the third base in foul territory. So Breezy Stillwell will hang in there with a 3-2 count. Got the familiar defensive lineup. Outfield is Ashley Pendleton in left, Taylor Gallion in right. And it looks like Taylor Gallion in center and Casey Brown in right. Next pitch is low, so she loses the leadoff hitter to balls.
She didn't have not one walk yesterday, and that was her first walk.
This may be something of a challenge for Serena Goodwin to put on Callie Kirkendall, is if you get into the postseason, particularly if you get it down to Walnut Creek, you're going to play multiple games and doubleheaders on days.
They've changed that format this year.
Ball in dirt, so now Kirkendall is struggling here in the first inning as it's Claudia Crow, the shortstop, is up. She walked the leadoff hitter, Breezy Stillwell. She's fallen behind already to Miss Crow. Kirkendall's next pitch is bunted out in the plate, and it's called foul.
Mahalo's going to throw that first to be safe, too, but.
So there's a look. We thought it was foul. We heard foul ball, but it was an umpire that did not call foul, and you could see it. He was standing there.
It was inside the batter's box, so it didn't come out.
So it was right on that line. So it was a good call by the umpire. He did not call foul, and I think Mahala Irvin thought he did. And so she held the ball, flipped it to Kirkendall. Well, the runner was coming back, so Kirkendall threw to first. So now they're going to talk as the umpires are going to get together whether the batter, Claudia Crow, made it to first, passed first, and was coming back. If she made it to first and crossed over, she is safe. If she,
calling one out.
So all right, very good. So she is out, and that's going to bring up Ashley Doolin, the first baseman. So apparently she did not get down to first and was on her way back. So if she would have touched first, she would have retained it. There's no, coming back to the plate. She's not out. So first pitch to Doolin. Whoa, boy, she brought some cheddar cheese up there, knee high. Doolin just watched it go by. Kirkendall had a little angst about her. She's a little upset with herself, possibly. Grounder, tapped foul on the third base
back
side.
Up and hit her in the face mask.
So the count now is 0-2 to the number 3 hitter for Smoky Mountain, Ashley Doolin. Runner at second is Breezy Stillwell, who went down on that peculiar play. Swung on, he hit deep and to the right fielder, Casey Brown, right at her. It looked like from her bat that it was really hit and tagged well, but it wasn't. It was off the end. And so that is the second out as you're going to this. Now, this is in your scorebook for Claudia Crow, the second batter. It is 2-1. To 3 for that first out, and then a fly out by Doolin brings up Brittany Burrell, who is playing left field today. First pitch is a ball low.
Callie's giving a little old smile. She thought you had that in there for a strike.
Kirkendall ready, and the pitch, and that swung on and fouled back into the screen. Evens the count at 1-1. Beautiful afternoon,
Miranda.
Oh, it
is. And it looks like the wind might be swirling it. Pre-game, it was blowing straight out. Now it's blowing in. It could be swirling up there. So,
outfielders hugging the lines. Straight away is Taylor Gallion as it's tapped foul again by Burrell. Puts her in a hole of 1-2 to Callie Kirkendall, the sophomore ace of the staff here at Pisgah. Tomasi at and just slightly in front of the base, Miggy, is crowding the line. protecting it. Next pitch swung on and missed, struck her out. That's all for the Mustangs. They strand a runner. And as we move to the bottom of the first inning, no score in this ball game.
Well, as I was saying before, so I can explain it, the format's been changed in the playoffs. When you get to that last semifinals, instead of going to Walnut Creek and playing four teams, Robin there, what they do is they play a best of three series, like in baseball.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So you got whoever's the higher seed will have the home field advantage. So you'll have like two games at the home field advantage, one at the away, the lower seeded team. Then you go to Walnut Creek and meet the Eastern champion coming out that way.
Oh, I like that a whole lot
and
better.
And you play a three-game series down there.
Now, that's just like they do in baseball. It's about
just
time.
Like
that's
baseball.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Because it was, you could play, end up, if you were coming through the loser's bracket through the old format, you could play three, possibly four games on that last day.
And that's how we won the state championship is the Swansboro pitcher. She was playing, they had played a game early that morning because they were in the loser's bracket. Then they won, they had to turn around right after, I mean, not even 30 minutes, 45 minutes rest, turn right around and play us for the final. And that pitcher turned around and had to pitch again. And don't get me wrong, Jamie Rydell, I'll never forget that name, was the best pitcher I've ever seen. She had a screwball like you have not ever seen. She had 419 strikeouts going into our game for the season. And I was going, you got to be kidding me. That's her career, right? No, no, it's her season record.
Wow.
Impressive pitcher.
Well, going inside the circle for Smoky Mountain is Michaela McCoy. She's a right-hander. Scheduled to face Miss McCoy for Pisgah will be Taylor Gallion, Nadia Hudson, and Sheridan Presley. And again, a little twist in the lineup is down into the lineup not only is Mahala Irvin, but Ashley Penland.
And she's moved Nadia up from 9 to 2.
Nadia's just like the chameleon.
Number 5, Taylor Gallion.
The way she hit that one ball off the wall, she could bat in the cleanup spot. Of course, you know, Miggy might not like that. So Miggy say, you can bat behind me or in front of me. Cleanup's mine. Gallion, Hudson, Presley. Scheduled up here in the bottom of the first inning to face Michaela McCoy. No score with the Black Bears coming to bat for the first time in this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference game. McCoy's first pitch is lined to right center, and that's down for at least one. Nice scoop by the center fielder, McKinley Green, to hold Gallion to a single. So a leadoff single for Gallion brings up Nadia Hudson.
Well, if I was a Batman, I'd have thought she had a bunny, but, boy, I'd have lost the house on that one.
Gallion has just emerged over the last two and a half weeks of really hitting the ball well.
Her bats really woke up. It's the reason coaches put her top of the lineup.
And she's got a lot of speed.
Mm-hmm.
McCoy's first pitch is in the dirt and gets away from her catcher, Gracie Frady, and down to second goes Gallion on the wild pitch.
And Frady didn't act like she's in too big of a hurry to get out and get that ball.
I don't think she knew that it went behind her. I thought she thought it was down in front of her. I'm hoping that. Mm. Next pitch is grounded to the second base side, picked up and flipped over to first in time, and down to third base. Yeah. On the throw goes Gallion. So Gallion on two pitches now at third base as Hudson grounds out to the second baseman for out number one. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who doubled off the wall in the bottom of the seventh inning yesterday against the powerhouse Inca Jets.
And when she hit that double, did you see her turn around to the dugout and say, let's go?
Having played the game, I have been in many of those. You just feel so good, have broken out of it.
Like a monkey's off your back.
First pitch to Presley is right down the middle as she takes all the way. Nice little giddy up by McCoy's fastball. Presley has an 0-1 count. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and popped up and out of play. So now Presley, batting in the three hole with Miggy Tomasi on deck, is in a hole at 0-2.
But you can tell the way she's at the plate, her demeanor's a little different today after that hit.
Over at the baseball field, just swung on and again fouled out of play. It's an all-important baseball game at the Charles Thomas Well Complex as the Smoky Mountain Mustangs and Pisgah Black Bears are battling for that second place spot and the number one seed for the playoffs, for the 2A playoffs.
So the men don't have a conference tournament.
No. Ball's in the dirt. Attempted curveball got away out of her hand prematurely, so it's now one ball and two strikes to Presley, only a junior. Pitch a swung on, a weak swing. She misses it, so that's out number two. That will bring up Miggy Tomasi. Mom and her dad know her as Shelby. We call her Miggy because of her defensive and hitting prowess, similar to Miguel Cabrera, who plays third base for the Detroit Tigers. Swung on and fouled out, a big swing by Tomasi, who is wearing a nice shiner, which is intimidating to a pitcher of any team. You look at that and you're wondering how she got it. Did she get hit and charged in the circle?
Mm-hmm.
An all-out brawl?
Never had seen charging of the circle in softball.
That sounds like a scary movie, doesn't
it? Charging the circle.
You're watching Charging the Circle. Tomasi with a one-strike count. Here comes McCoy's pitch, high and outside, being very careful to the sophomore power hitter for Pisgah, who leads the team in batting average and a lot of other statistics in the categories of offense. Swung out of that line, down the line, and just curving foul as it hits off the base of the 200-foot marker. Holy smoke, she turned on that one. You could see it. You were just kind of pulling yourself back, leaning the other way. Is it going to get in? So Tomasi carrying and toting a big stick in the last couple games.
If I had went past the foul pole and then curved, it would have been his home run.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, it was so close. So close.
It would have hit the wall. Swung on and again, change up, and boy, that was just past Galleon. Galleon kind of looks at her like, somebody bring me some catching gear. Tomasi's up. Danger Zone is playing, coaching, and being
Walt's
at third
there.
Base.
Yeah. Walt's out there telling her how to do the Texas two-step.
All you do is look, you just stay on the bag and wait for her to hit it. Don't. High for a ball as Tomasi doesn't bite on the rise ball. Good eye of only a sophomore. Makes the count, two balls, two strikes. Swung on and missed. Blew it by her, high, raised the pitch. Now that's all for Pisgah. They strand a runner as we move to the top of the second. It's no score here at the Diamonds on the River Complex. We'll be back in a moment.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the greening.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. And these guns and guitars and diamond rings, we will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking.
You'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back. Had a very eventful first inning. We actually got some runners on the base, and it was probably the best first inning we've had in a while as far as the bat goes. But we didn't get any runs, Chuck, and we go into the top of the second with no score.
Well, and again, it's a difference of contrasting the last two batters. Sheridan Presley had a weak two-strike swing. I thought Tomasi's swing was a very good swing at a pitch above the belt, and that's going to happen. If you play this game long enough, you're going to strike out. But she went down swinging. She got about four or five hacks at that at-bat.
And
all you do is you just tip your hat to the pitcher and say, you got me this time, but I'm going to be back.
Yeah.
We were kidding off the air. We're like, oh gosh, Miggy's upset now. You know, clear the dugout as she gets her glove and everything. But she is a very focused and laid back player, and she keeps her focus. And And it's tough sometimes. She had a really good hit. But we're going to start the top of the second, and that will be Gracie Frady, the catcher, who fouls the first pitch down the third baseline.
And she's real good friends with several players on Smoky Mountain. She plays travel ball with them. So, you know, it's when I'm on the field and during the game, it's a hate time. But after the game, we're going to love up, and we're going to be friends. We're going to go to the Braves game together.
Next pitch of Frady just blew it by her as a weak swing by the catcher from Smoky Mountain. Couldn't even catch up to it. Puts her in an 0-2 count. And we're talking about Tomasi is that, you know, look, it's just, it happens. I mean, you get good swings, you just take the at-bat and, you know, the A-B and learn from it. Tap foul down the third base side.
And it has to do with timing. We talked about it several times. One time through the rotation, the Pisgah bats start getting the timing down.
And I've told many times a story in a doubleheader, struck out 6 out of 7 times, and I was asking people, there's got to be a hole in this bat. Again, tap foul. So Frady hanging in there with an 0-2 count. No score in this game as we're in the top of the second inning from the Diamonds on the River Complex here in Canton, North Carolina. Smoky Mountain and Pisgah are battling in a Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball game. A swung on and right at Nadia Hudson at short. Scoops it and throws over to Latrico for out number one.
Callie's like turning back and kind of grinning. She says, I stretched out for it, but I just barely missed it.
Well, somebody need to tell Callie, you know, Callie, it was
it's okay. Well, not everything's going to come back to you, darling.
That's right. She had two critical little comebackers. Oh. They weren't hit hard. They're just dribblers, but she forced two runners out, and when she loaded the bases on three consecutive singles and got the next three guys out. Or girls out, as the first pitch was one of those Bull Durham Newt LaRouche pitches that went way back over the screen and hit the mascot in the head. Katie Fortner was kind of looking around, was DHing today, and thought, my God, has she lost her control? Kirkendall next, and check swing, did she go? And home plate umpire checks, and they say no. Mm. So that makes the count 2-0 to Fortner. On deck is Michaela McCoy, the pitcher. Fortner batting in the 6-hole for the Mustangs. Kirkendall gets her sign, ready to go, working deliberately, and nice fastball inside. Rhonda just blew it by her.
She's like struggling a little bit, but it's not, you know, you wonder.
What do you do when you're out there inside the struggle? What do you do?
I know she's a focused player, and she said she got to be mentally tough.
Swung on and fouled back. Makes the count 2-2 now to Miss Fortner. Kirkendall, a youngster, only a sophomore, as Ron has alluded, had a heck of a game yesterday as the Black Bears won a pitcher's duel with a walk-off by Mason McCracken. Swung on and fouled back again, so Fortner hanging in there. And so this is some of the things where there is an inning for Kirkendall every time she pitches that she just has a little... You know, she loses a little command over pitches. She loses the command a little bit. Swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt, so a strikeout for Kirkendall. That will be her second in the game, second K, and that's going to bring up her counterpart, Michaela McCoy, batting in the 7-hole.
You know, these kids play a lot of travel ball, and they pitch sometimes 2 and 3 games a day. But, you know, in high school, when it's as important as this is, it's hard to come back and pitch game next day.
Kirkendall's first pitch is lined and scorched by her counterpart, McCoy, out to left field. So a sharp two-out single for McCoy puts runner at first with two outs here in the top of the second and no score. Tate Sutton, second baseman, will bat for Smoky Mountain as they're going to replace McCoy with a courtesy runner. Number 15, Savannah Kelly, will pitch run or act as the courtesy runner for McCoy. So far, it's early in this ball game, but it looks and has the appearance and feel like it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a tight one.
It was at Smoky Mountain the same way.
And a weird swing by Sutton as she went to one knee as she started to, it looked like she started to drag or slap it and lost her front foot, footing on her front foot and fell to her knee and still swung at it, so it's 0-1. Kirkendall ready to go and pitches again and again tapped, a foul picked up by Tomasi.
But I noticed right before that play, Tomasi took, she usually plays about even with a bag, but she took 2 steps forward.
Tomasi, one of those has a howitzer for an arm, so she can get it deep and throw a strike over to first, and the scouting reporters don't hit it to her. And again, struck her out, so that's all for Smoky Mountain. They strand one runner. We move to the middle of the second inning with no score in this ball game.
You know, it's just like, it's hard to explain the swings that Smoky Mountain are getting. Are they getting confused with the bats? I mean, with the pitch, Callie's, they think she's coming with one thing and coming with another because they look like they're off balance when they're swinging.
Well, they're not getting the majority of the swings. The only good swing is Michaela McCoy, who had a nice swing and got a line drive single to left. But every other swing seems to be that they're just not seeing the ball, and that may be Callie. You know, Callie messing with the timing, changing speeds, has allowed one hit and has struck out three Mustangs so far through two innings of pitching.
And I don't know, is it just me, Chuck, or does Smoky Mountain just seem like, oh, well, it's just a game?
I get that same sense.
Do you get the same sense?
It's almost like a foregone conclusion.
I mean, they're out there throwing the ball around like, oh, well. And it went through the leg on their warm-up, right, through the leg of the first baseman. She just kind of just let it watch roll down there.
That's the M.O. It's over on the other side
but
of the count.
But it could also be that when I was walking in, the coach for Smoky Mountain said, hey, who won the game yesterday over here between y'all and Inca? And I said, we did, 1-0. He said, y'all beat Inca? And I said, yeah, so don't think, he might have told these players, look, we got to go out there and play our A game. They just beat Inca.
Well, that 1-0 resonates throughout the mountains for sure, and possibly through the state, as both Pisgah and Inca were ranked number 9 in their respective classifications. Pisgah ranked 9 in 2A, and Inca was ranked 9 in 3A. Inca came in at 16-1 and left at 16-2.
And we've also played the number 1 ranked team in 4A. So Serena's playing a tough schedule for this young bunch of kids.
Well, leading off will be Callie Kirkendall, the pitcher. Let's see if she can match her counterpart with a single. To first pitch is high for a ball.
Now the wind's picked up and it's blowing outfield, so she needs to get it up in the jet stream.
Absolutely. A little different than when having the thumper from last year. Big swing and a miss. Above the belt fastball, she went after him, but she had a good cut. And she might have heard you getting it up into that jet stream.
But you know what? It's just like in basketball. You live by the threes, you die by the threes. You live by the home runs, you die by the home runs.
Gotcha. High, lays off, turns away from it, close to her shoulder, so it'll make the count 2-1. Is McCoy trying her best to change speeds and location of her pitches? And I just got a text from Dennis Smathers as the last pitch was a ball, making it 3-1. He's over covering Tuscola softball, and he says, how would you love to cover a game like this? I don't know what the score is. This is a big swing by Kirkendall. She comes up empty, making the count at 3-2. We're in the bottom of the second, no score, from Canton, North Carolina. Smoky Mountain and Pisgah battling on the softball diamond. Ball four lost her, so she walks the leadoff hitter.
So what's the score at Tuscola?
He didn't give it to me, but
oh,
I'm.
Lord.
It can be.
Oh,
Lord. You know, when he sends that text, it's real ugly.
What was? Who are they playing?
I think they're over at East.
Seriously.
Well, maybe both. It's just bad. There's errors everywhere. I don't know.
Well, this is true.
Well, Kirkendall is going to have a courtesy runner, and it'll be Michaela Tipton running for Kirkendall to get her out of this heat and let her sit in the cool shade of the dugout and get a sip of water as she gets ready to go back inside the circle. Meanwhile, she's hoping her team will pick her up a few runs, and we could get with one swing of the bat. Here is, there'll be Mahala Irvin as she gets a strike, went too far on the check swing. Irvin, very frustrated over the course of the last 2 weeks, but this game can humble you if you let it. Change up, and that's hit off the hands right to the, and a double play as it was hit to the shortstop. She relayed it quickly to first base, and that's all. So as quickly as we started to mount this rally, no runners are on base as Irvin hits into a 6-3 double play as she lined out to the shortstop, and the shortstop for Claudia Crow just quickly fired it over to first. Ashley Doolin and Tipton was caught napping as she was moving off. That'll bring up Mason McCracken now. First pitch is called strike, painted the corner. And a little different feel is not only that, is that this Pisgah team looks to be flat.
Yeah, I was afraid of that after a big emotional win like that. Sometimes young kids, they come back and they...
And there is a ball called. Run it and explain that.
A balk?
A ball.
She, what it was is she went, got into her, onto her pad, and then she'd stepped off. Once you get on it, you can't step off unless you're going to the pitch.
Gotcha. Well, it's Mason McCracken now with a 2-1 count, because the last pitch was high for a ball, so it's 2-1. Weak swing by McCracken as she went out after a curveball as McCoy threw a nice little wrinkle, the yacker, coming at McCracken. She wasn't ready for that.
It's 2-2.
Evens the count at 2-2, as Rhonda said. Trying to find the score out over at the baseball field between Smokey and Pisgah. And swung on and missed, and that's all for Pisgah as McCracken goes down swinging. We'll move to the top of the third when we come back. It's no score here between Pisgah and Smokey Mountain. We'll be back in a moment.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WBTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back here to the Diamond Ring Complex, Chuck. We've got a scoreless game again. Pisgah's struggling. They're getting good hits, but they're just not, you know.
It's flat.
Flat.
You know,
we
both teams
about
are flat.
That, yeah.
And I think flat for Smoky Mountain is who they're facing. And again, for Pisgah, who they're facing.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
flat.
They're flat.
Well, it's going to be 9-1-2 for Smokey as the first one scorched one hopper over to Presley at second. She relays that quickly over to Latrinko to retire Alexis Hardy. I didn't even have time to announce that hitter. She just took off on the first pitch and went out 4-3 in your scorebook. That's one out. And I bring up the top of the order, Breezy Stillwell, who walked her first time up. On five pitches. First pitch is outside by Kirkendall. No score, as Rhonda said. Top of third. Here's the pitch, and off the hands and out of play. So it'll be 1-1 to Breezy Stillwell. Love that name, Breezy.
I was kidding with my husband when we was over at Smokey. I said, Breezy. I said, I wonder if Stormy's right behind her.
Oh, Lordy. Sister Breezy and Lightning's the baby of the family.
Yeah, and there's Thunder in there, too, somewhere.
Thunder, that's the boy. Swung on, grounded over to Naughty Hudson at first. Two hopper. Nice throw over to Latrinko out number two. And now to bring up Claudia Crow.
According to the text I got, they just started over at the baseball game, so we haven't got a score yet.
Swung on and right back at Kirkendall, and six pitches, and she's out of this inning. So 1-2-3 as we move to the middle of the third. No score here from Canton, North Carolina.
Coach has got them all huddled up over there. She's probably telling them about what we're noticing too, Chuck, that they're a little flat, they're a little... You know, and this is where you, not having a lot of senior leadership, can hurt you because you got so much youth, but they've got to wake up. And I think it might be that they know how so much how important it is to win that they might be trying too hard.
Absolutely.
I made it down the coast in 17 hours. Picking me up a cat dog with a flower.
So they just got started. It was a 4:30 start over there, 4 o'clock start here. So action hasn't taken place. They had just had the first pitch, and as Rhonda said, no score. I was getting a few texts right there.
Yeah, we got the cell phones working, don't we, Chuck?
We do. Well,
WPTL wants you to know that you can listen to all our live broadcasts of Pisgah Sports on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com, download their free app, then search for the WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are. And, Lord, you can't miss me and Chuck.
Well, no. You know how that is. 8-9-1 for Pisgah here in the bottom of the third. That'll be Alex Natrico, Ashley Penland, and back to the top of the order, Taylor Gallion.
So the best show on dirt, right?
Best show. Yes, I love that. Best show on dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Best show on the skin. Skin surface right there.
Yeah, okay. Skin surface.
All right, gotcha.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know it. Roll number 4, Junior. Alex Atrico ready to start this third inning, or the bottom of the third.
She's
trying to get something going.
She's coming in batting 342. So it's not that she's struggling. She's had some good hits. It's just, like you say, Serena's moving them around, trying to shake them up.
Playing back-to-back games, getting ready for the postseason. First pitch to Latrico's high and outside for a ball. Wind blowing from the right field pole to the left field pole right now. Ball 2, another high pitch. As Rhonda said, it's swirling. Give it a minute and it'll be blowing out, and another minute it'll be blowing in.
You're not going to check that word swirling?
I know swirling. Swung on and fouled straight back into the screen is Latrinko turning on a fastball but just getting up underneath it. Makes the count 2-1. I stood corrected. Egg on my face. Next pitch, he takes it right down the middle, looking for something off speed, and got the heater. Evens the count at 2-2. Change up in the dirt. That was what she was looking for on the 2-1 pitch.
Yeah.
Makes the count 3-2 round.
That's what Serena's telling them, to look for their pitch. Quit swinging at everything.
Swung on and tapped just right back to McCoy. An easy comebacker, flipped over to first, so Latrinko's out, pitcher to first baseman to start the third.
And I think if she had let that pitch go the way it was diving inward, it would have been a walk.
Well, it's Ashley Penland. Somebody here needs to spark this team, as they seem to be a little lethargic after the big seventh inning win, walk-off win against Inca yesterday. First pitch is just outside for a ball to Ashley Penland. Playing left field for the Black Bears, and only a sophomore. Swung on, a weak swing by Penland. A lot of weak swings out of the Pisgah Black Bears today. It's just,
yeah, it's just like they can't see. They're having problems seeing the ball, too, or something. And I don't think that's it. I think they're just...
You let a team like this hang around, and this is how, you know, they start feeling they can do it. Squares around and pulls it back, and it's called strike, so it's 1-2. That was a good call. It was above the belt, and Penland didn't want to bunt it. So it makes the count 1-2. It was up around the top of the strike zone. Nevertheless, it was in the strike zone. Swung on and fouled back, so Penland hanging in there with one out here in the bottom of the third inning and no score.
She got herself in a hole, and now she's going to have to protect the plate.
It seems odd playing Smoky Mountain, where they have struggled all season and seeing zeros on the Pisgah side. Change up, and again, a weak swing, but hanging in there, she fouls that straight back and out of play.
It was 8-2 the last time we played them, or 8-1. What was it? 8-2.
Didn't we get a lot of runs in the
last couple innings? In the sixth, I think it went 5 innings. I'll have to look.
Rhonda, who totes a lot of miles in her car following these black bears. Swung on, lifted high.
That's gone.
Deep.
Gone.
Could be. Stretch. It's out of here. Ashley Penland goes deep with a one-out Oppo home run, and Piskin now leads 1-0.
I could tell when that thing got up in the air, it was gone. That was a beautiful hit. She waited until she got her pitch, and boom, it was in the jet stream.
Can we go shopping?
I thought some little kid got on the microphone for a second.
I did too. Me and Chuck was sitting here looking at each other like, what the heck?
What's Tim got on the radio? You know,
we thought Tim had went on
falling asleep or something.
It's some kind of rap music.
Well, Taylor Gallien now comes up, swinging at the first pitch and taps it foul. Gallien had a single, sharp single, and went to second on a wild pitch, and then on a ground out to second base, went to third, but she was stranded there in the first inning. Next pitch, called strike, got the corner. Nice pitch by McCoy.
Maybe moving Ashley Penland down from the top of the lineup to the bottom woke her up.
0-2 pitch coming, foul back. So now Gallien got to play a little defensive here just to hang in there. Is McCoy painting the corners with her fastball. A lot of movement out there. 0-2 pitch, here it comes. Swung on and fouled out of play as it's pulled foul onto the bridge. We're familiar with that as an oncoming van. Shocked, all of a sudden there's a fluorescent yellow object bouncing in front of it.
Meteorite.
McCoy's next pitch, change up, and that's lifted. That could drop in there. Could be trouble, and it does. A bloop single for Gallien as she rounds third, or first, making a bid. But no, the throw comes in and pulls her back to first. So Gallien playing a little Pete Rose, forcing the throw. So that's the second hit for Gallien.
You have to honor her speed. She is super fast.
So now it looks like the home run by Ashley Penland has woke up the bats, the hibernation of the bats. Oh. As it's lined to right field for a single by Nadia Hudson, Gallien speeding herself over to third base. So first to third on the single by Hudson goes Gallien, and the Black Bears have got a rally going with one run in already, and Sheridan Presley up to the bat, the plate with runners at first and third.
The second time through the rotation. So, and Gallien had a good hit the first time, so she's seeing the ball
exactly
very well.
Right, Rhonda. Yeah. Second time through the rotation.
Uh-huh.
You know, second time you've seen.
Yep.
Presley struck out her first time. Pitch is high, lays off of it. And the pitcher McCoy kind of peered over at the on-deck circle and wasn't too happy to see Miggy Tomasi on deck. Doesn't get any better. You got to get Presley out. And if you can get her out, you're still going to have to face Miggy Tomasi. Pitch is on the outside part of the plate and down to second. And she will not be credited with a stolen base as it will be catcher indifference. But down to second goes Nadia Hudson. Change up, high around the chin, buzzed the tower a little bit. Makes the count 2-1.
That's one thing that I really like about Pisgah's team. They force you when they do that steal at second. To either throw it or not.
Swung on, and that's line right to the second baseman. Offered glove, so that will be an error. One run comes in. No RBI for Presley as she hit a nice hard shot to the throwing side of the second baseman who could not come up with it. And that will make the score 2-0 as Gallien scores and Hudson races down to third. So runners still around the corners, and Miggy Tomasi's up.
It's about time for a good, solid, another home run from this girl. I'd love to see it.
Big swing and a miss by Tomasi. Went after a fastball. Well, took a little speed off of it and let her high. And down to second goes Presley on another catcher's indifference.
And that takes the double play out when they do that also. That's what I was getting to my point.
Tomasi lays off a pitch out and away from her. So it's now 1-1 to the slugging third baseman from Pisgah. Leading the team in average, has already one home run. Got it up on the top. So Tomasi didn't like it. But you know what? I love the reaction. It wasn't borderline. Crowd didn't like it. They saw that with their heart. Tomasi didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
Didn't even flinch. I love that. Swung on and fouled up, and this couldn't get out of play. No, and the catcher didn't see it. She thought it was at another place.
I thought it was coming toward us.
No, I'm going to tell you what. I got a glove and stuff right here.
Okay, you got me protected. My daddy always says if it hits me in the head, I'm all right.
That might be dangerous when you give a power hitter like Tomasi
an extra
swing and an extra hack. So it's one ball, two strikes, one out, 2-0 Pisco already. Runners at second and third swung on and popped up into the infield. And that will be hauled in by the third baseman, Breezy Stillwell, for out number two. Now to bring up Callie Kirkendall. Kirkendall walked her first time up.
She can really help herself out here by getting some more runs to pad it.
Big swing and a miss by Kirkendall. Came up empty on a high fastball. And, you know, and I'm not worried about Presley or Tomasi. You know, they're going to get their hits. They stay aggressive at the plate. Their approach is to stay aggressive. Another high fastball and another swing and a miss by Kirkendall puts her in a hole 0-2 with two outs here in the top, bottom of the third. Pisgah leading Smoky Mountain 2-0. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled out of play. But when you got hitters that may not be getting the hits, but they stay aggressive in the approach, they don't stay in those little mini slumps. You know, they might have game where they just didn't get good pitches or didn't make contact. But you stay aggressive at the plate. Pitch is low and inside, ball one. But the hitters that take a lot of pitches, those are the ones that have those prolonged slumps. They're looking for the perfect pitch. You know, aggressive hitters look for strikes, hittable pitches. Here comes the pitch, just missed inside. Oh, and the throw goes out to center field, and that will bring in Nadi Hudson, as the throw was supposed to go back to the pitcher McCoy, and that was just an errant throw by the catcher, and they froze Sheridan Presley. She just kind of saw the ball coming at her, and she didn't know what the heck to do. So she stays at second. Hudson scores, makes it 3-0. Presley remains at second base, and the count is 2-2. Change up, and nice hanging in there. She just takes a weird swing at it to protect herself and taps it foul.
Walt's grinning at her going like, what the heck was that?
I tell you, it's called staying alive. John Travolta, staying alive.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about Walt dancing to that.
Here comes a pitch, and again, foul back. An excellent quality at bat by Callie Kirkendall. She's hanging in there. Fouls off another pitch, still at 2-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the third. The Black Bears lead the Mustangs 3-0.
She's just getting her timing down.
Ball in the dirt, gets away. Presley was skedaddled down to third base on the wild pitch. She kind of nudges Breezy.
She was standing on the base.
I'm sorry, but that's just, I got to giggle about that whole thing.
Well, maybe she was setting a screen. Maybe she got basketball and softball mixed up.
So it's a 3-2 count to Kirkendall. Presley now at third base. And she screened her way and bumped Stillwell out of the way. Swung on and missed. Struck her out. So that's all. As a new pitcher came in that caught us by surprise. That was McCoy. So that's all for Pisgah. They get three as we move to the top of the fourth. Pisgah 3, Smoky Mountain nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back to the Diamond on the River Complex. Pisgah took a 3-run lead there in that bottom of the third to give us a 3-0 lead. The bat's starting to come alive, Chuck.
Well, and you said that, Rhonda. You said that they were going to have an opportunity to, that's just the MO, the DNA of this team is as they really, as they get through the first time seeing a pitcher, they come out around the second time, they start to gel.
Yeah, and it's just timing. It's just like basketball and any sports, football, you know. You say it all the time. It's about hitting the holes in the right time and everything. It's just same thing. But we could not get over the Sheridan bumping the third baseman. That was great. That was funny. It's like you were saying, okay, you're setting screen for me. I'm going to take it.
All right. It'll be Ashley Doolin, Burrow, and Frady for Smoky Mountain. That'll be 3-4-5 in the lineup. Doolin lined out, and she scorches one, and Presley grabs it going up the middle. So that's out number one. Caught that line drive from going out to center. Nice positioning out of Presley, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got speed, foot speed. You know, sports, she plays so many sports, and it works on different parts of your body. Basketball works on your foot speed, which it helps you in softball, and she's got great movement.
Ready to go. Here comes the pitch, and that's fouled on the first base side for Brittany Burrell, who struck out her first time up. Four strikeouts for Kelly Kirkendall. Her season average is 4.5 a game. Right at that mark. And lined, this time not tapped, this was lined into the screen foul on the first base side. Late swinging Burrell. Now in the hole, 0-2 to Kirkendall here in the top of the fourth, and Smoky Mountain trailing Pisgah 3-0. Called strike three. Painted the outside corner with that fastball. Brought the cheese. And she stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by.
Yeah, I could tell that was coming to the outside. Mahala Irvin lined up to the outside. She wanted that outside pitch. And if you watch Callie enough during the season, it's inside, inside, outside.
So that's her fifth strikeout of the game. That foul down the third base side is Gracie Frady, the catcher, who grounded out to shortstop Nadia Hudson her first time up in the second inning. So Frady isn't a pull hitter, but a slap hitter and hits the opposite way. This time she just pulls it right down the first base line as soon as you say it. And that's all for Smoky Mountain now as they go out in order. 1-2-3, and as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, Black Bears 3, Mustangs 0.
The last time we met Smokey, they seemed like they were getting good hacks on Cali in the first half of the season, which was, you know, over there. You don't know if it was because of the not giving Cali her inside-outside pitch or what it was. But I think Cali has matured over the last, since the first half of the season. And she's really, really putting a pitching clinic on for the last 3 or 4 games. Her pitching's been there. Our bats haven't. She's kept us in the games, but we can't win the games. What's that remind you of? Detroit last year? Verlander couldn't get a win because he couldn't have no bats.
Well, you know, it's like those Cardinals. You know, what is old man Tomasi loves those Cardinals?
I think it's the Cardinals.
They kind of took it on the chin to Cincinnati last night. I hadn't seen old man Tomasi talking that Cardinal smack.
No, my boss man's a big Cardinal fan, too, so I have to listen to it, too, from him. And I got a couple of Braves fans. My other boss man's a Braves fan, and I told him, I said, I started to wear my Detroit Tiger hat in here, but I was going to be nice.
One of the best, best baseball organizations in this country is the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
Great fans. They understand the game. They got great facilities.
Yes.
They got a great organization. They draft well, and they're contending every single
year.
They
know how to win.
That's exactly right.
I mean, they don't have all those World Championship Series for nothing.
We, on the other hand, at Detroit, we sell a lot of pizzas and we buy our players. Little Caesar's Pizza, Mike Ilitch, owns the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers. And the founder of Little Caesar's Pizza. So if you buy a Little Caesar's Pizza for $5 and carry it out, thank you, the Detroit Tigers say. Mahala Irvin, Mason McCracken, Alex Latrico. 6-7 and 8. That's right, folks. Irvin batting in 6-0, and she pops that one up. And she goes back off of her back shoulders, dipping it. And she pops that high talent fly and flies out on the first pitch to left field. And Irvin's struggles continue.
And she is aggravated at herself.
I'll tell you this. We can't go deep into the playoffs without her bat.
She'll shake it off. It's just confidence right now. She lacks confidence.
Mason McCracken now up. Big swing and a miss at a high fastball. You're going to see a lot of those because McCoy is just consistently throwing a high pitch. And Pisgah continues to chase it. Swung on, and that's lifted high. And in the infield, out onto the shallow part of left field, hauled in by the shortstop, Claudia Crow, for out number 2. And that'll bring up Alex Latrico here in the bottom of the fourth inning with Pisgah leading the Mustangs 3-0.
Which it seems like the bottom and the top part of our order is where we're getting most of our runs from. The middle's where we're hurting.
Patrico first pitch, check swing, went a little too far and called strike. So it's continuous. McCoy is just continuous diet of high fastballs. Again, above the belt, and Patrico pulling back. Walt standing there. You can see Walt. He's not happy now.
No, he's got his hands on his hip. He wasn't happy when Callie was at bat, too. He's just like, what are you swinging at?
They are all trying to go deep on this. Instead of driving it right back up the middle. Big swing and a miss. That's all for Pisgah as they go out in order as Latrico strikes out. No runs, no hits, no errors. We'll move to the top of the fifth when we come back. 3-0 Pisgah. We'll be back in a moment.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your knees and hips are special, and if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at MedWest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At MedWest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the MedWest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information.
AM 920 is WPGL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back to the old ballpark. We just heard the song, Welcome Back to the Old Ballpark. We're in the top of the fifth. The Bears still lead 3-0. Didn't get any runs last inning, but that part of the order is not contributing to any, Chuck, right now.
Well, it's struggling. Bottom part of the order, as you said, Rhonda, is struggling. And right now we'll start the top of the fifth with the number 6 hitter, Katie Fortner, fouls that first pitch off. They are 1-for-7, and that one hit, number 9 hitter, Ashley Penland. 1-for-7 with 2 strikeouts from the 6 on down to 9 so far in this game.
Boy, Callie just pitched a changeup like kid just dropped at the plate. Girl, that batting was just way off.
Okay. Again, lost that one, so that's a ball. I was looking down. Was that a strike? The
no.
Second pitch? So it's 2-1?
I thought it was. I think the score's behind, so we'll have to get it from them.
And that's hit right over the top, fisted right over the top of Nadia Hudson's head. Hit her right on off the hands, and she just got enough to get over the shortstop's head out into shallow center field. So that will now bring up Michaela McCoy, who singled her last time up. Fortner leads off the top of the fifth with a single.
Well,
McCoy going the distance so far for the Mustangs. Swung on and boy, she just scorched one foul down the third baseline or on the third base side. So it's one strike to McCoy batting in the seven hole. On first is Fortner, who singled. A Canton leaguer just missed on the outside part of the plate for a ball 1-1. Next pitch, lined foul, third base side. So McCoy remains in the hole at 1-2. Swing on and miss, blew the fastball by her. So McCoy goes down for out number one, swinging.
You know, Callie's so composed in that circle. She just focused on every hitter that comes to the plate.
Strikeout number six. So she's above her season average per game. And it'll be to Tate Sutton, who just taps one over to Presley at second. She flips quickly to first to Latrinko as Fortner speeds down to second base. As Presley had to come in front of the baseline to field that and just quickly flip it.
And she couldn't run into the bat, to the runner because that would have been interference.
Now, Alexis Hardy, right fielder, grounded out to Presley at second, her first time up. She's 0 for 1. Kirkendall ready to go. Runner at second, two out, swung on, and that's lined down the right field line, and that trapped. Here comes the runner as it'll go to second base. So the shutout is ruined on a nice single by Alexis Hardy, placed perfectly on the right field line.
And Casey Brown dove for it, and she just could not grab it.
So an RBI single for the Mustangs from Alexis Hardy, and we move to the top of the order, and it'll be Breezy Stillwell, who is 0 for 1 with a walk. And that's what can happen. First pitch is outside and low. That's what can happen when you, whether walk or single, the leadoff hitter gets on in high school baseball as it is in softball, 72% of the time they score. It's a statistic that people don't realize. That's the importance of getting the leadoff hitter out.
Yeah.
Swung on and passed Tomasi, who just couldn't even get her glove down. It was scorched so hard. So now they're starting to find the swings and putting good hacks on pitches. And the Mustangs are mounting a rally, a two-out rally now, with runners at first and second. And that's going to bring up Claudia Crow, their shortstop, who's 0 for 2 with a strikeout. We're in the top of the fifth, 3-1, Pisgah over Smoky. Fastball to Crow, called strike. She brought some serious cheddar cheese up to the plate. That might have even been a grilled cheddar cheese sandwich right there. She brought the heater. Swung on right back at Kirkendall. That's all. She quickly flips over to first base as she's mad at herself, but the Mustangs get one in the top of the fifth and slice the lead, or their deficit to two as Pisgah leads 3-1 as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, we need to get some runs back and get a more of a cushion between us and them. I just don't feel comfortable with a two-run lead. I mean, really, seriously, we're not playing good. I mean, we're playing defensively good. The two balls that hit in that last inning were, like you said, under under Tomasi's glove, and I don't think she would have got it. Even if she got it, I don't know if she'd had time to get her. And then Casey Brown dove for that one out there and just barely missed it. So,
well, Smoky Mountain had one hit up until that fifth inning where they got three consecutive singles, or three, not three consecutive, but they got three singles in that fifth inning. So they have four hits in this game.
That seems to be Callie's M.O., 4 to 5 hits per game. She limited Inca to 5 hits, so she knows her pitching is going to put some balls into play, and there's some going to get through. So now we're going to lead off with Ashley Penn. Let's see if she can do back-to-back.
Strangely, is that Pisgah only has four hits. Smokey has one error, no errors for the Black Bears. Smokey has left four runners on. So, well, we'll start the bottom of the fifth with the slugging Ashley Penland batting in the nine hole, and then we'll move up to Taylor Gallion and Nadia Hudson. In Penland's last at-bat, she went oppo with a home run, a solo shot, that sparked a three-run third inning. First pitch is taken outside for a ball. Be Penland, Gallion, and Hudson scheduled up to face McCoy here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ball high, Penland lays off. I've seen enough swinging at the letter and up pitches, yeah. And Penland was just not ready to commit to that pitch. So she's steadily looking. You know she's looking for something low. She gets it. She may turn on it. Swung on, and that is slapped over the head of third base and curves or slices foul by about 5 feet. That would have been trouble if it landed fair. At least would have been maybe a double.
Maybe. She's fast.
The left fielder for the Mustangs was on that. That was Brittany Burrell. She's hugging that line, playing big gap in left center. Big swing and a miss by Penland. Tried to pull on an outside fastball and came up empty. 2-2. Nobody out. First part of the bottom of the fifth. Pitch is high for a ball. 3-2. A lot of young kids. A lot of fans out here at the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina for this softball game. Current score over at the baseball game is 1-0. Smokey in the second.
Oh, she hit it again.
Long drive.
She hit it again.
And that's over the head and bounces off the warning track. So that's at least a double as Penland comes around and stays at second for a stand-up double. So Penland is starting to find her stroke. And instead of trying to pull on the outside pitch, she just took it the opposite way and drilled it over the left fielder's head.
I thought it was gone, man. She got it up in the air again, and I thought, man, it's gone, it's gone.
You know you're seeing the ball well when you can do that.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You take the outside pitch the opposite way, and I'll bring up Gallion, who's 2-for-2 in this game with two singles and a run scored. Swung on and missed at the first pitch, a letter high fastball. Squares and bumps it, and that's going to be trouble. McCoy tries to get it over to first in time to just by hair retires Gallion as she sacrifices Penland down to third base, so she won't be credited for an at-bat. She'll still remain 2-for-2. But, boy, they made that closer than what comfort level that Smokey wanted. Now to bring up Nadia Hudson.
I just got an update from the... On the river, it's 3-0 Smoky Mountain in the top of the third.
Ouch. Swung on and missed by Nadia Hudson. On deck is Sheridan Presley, followed by Miggy Tomasi. Just outside for a ball, 1-1. Just joined us. We thank you. And here on WPTL 920 AM or on WPTLradio.net. Swung out and popped up and out of play as that's going to go out behind the bleachers.
I thought Micah James was going to catch that in the stands.
Disc is so far 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors. Smokey, 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error. Swung on and missed, struck her out. Chased a high fastball again. So the Achilles heel. As Hudson goes down on strikes. And now it's 2 outs, and let's see what Presley can do with a runner at third. Pitch gets away. Here comes Penland. Throw to the plate is wide and wild. So Penland scores on the wild pitch. And they answer with a run. So now they're back up 3 here in the bottom of the fifth, 4-1.
She just kind of scooped that ball like...
She's had no chance to cock her hand back and throw, so she felt the best was to go, was to underhand it and just flick it back. And it just kind of rolled down the third baseline. Penland scored standing. Swung on and, fouled back into the screen is Presley, who now has a 1-1 count on her with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Pisgah leading 4-1. You want, as a pitcher right now, to get Presley out, because Tomasi's on deck. Ball low, changeup, just missed, just below the knees, and so now it'll be two balls, one strike. Really like the home plate umpire, very consistent behind the plate. Good strike zone. Called strike, got the corner, makes it 2-2. And he's been excellent for both teams. Oh, the pitchers want the plate double wide and everything. Oh, they always complain. Swung on, and that's fouled out of play.
Yeah, they always want it wide and high and low.
But good umpires, they don't get upset. You know, they know what the pitchers are begging out there. Give them a tin can and a monkey out there and, play. They're begging for, the strike zone to be wider and higher. But swung on, lifted, high, deep. Can it stay in the park? And it lands foul into the corner as Presley made a bid, slapped it into the right field corner. Nice chase by the right fielder, Alexis Hardy. Just couldn't get to it. It was a foul ball.
She dropped it.
Still remains 2-2 with two outs.
That's exactly where she hit her first home run.
Change up in the dirt, 3-2. So you got to pitch through. You got to be locked and loaded on a good pitch because you don't want to lose her.
Okay. And you got Tomasi on the deck.
Next pitch, fouled out of play.
If she gets it in the gaps, if you notice, Chuck, that the right fielder and the left fielder are playing closer to the line, and the gap between center and right and left is huge right now.
Right. Here comes the pitch. Ball four, she loses her. And I bring up to Miggy Tomasi, and you're going to have to be in pain right now. You're angry at yourself for losing the number three hitter with two outs, walking her, and you're bringing up the cleanup hitter, Miggy Tomasi, who can squirt some rockets all over this ballpark and is the hottest hitter on this team. 4-1, bottom of fifth, two outs. Swung on, lifted high to left field, giving chase is this, and that's hauled in by the shortstop, Claudia Crow. So that's all for Pisgah. They do get a run, an answer. So they move to the top of the sixth, leading 4-1. We'll be back in a moment.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. And these guns and guitars, diamond rings, we will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Picker, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back to Diamond on the River Complex, where the Bears answer the run that Smoky Mountain got. It's a top of the six now, 4-1, Chuck.
It will be the heart of the Smoky Mountain order, as it'll be Ashley Doolin, Brittany Burrow, Gracie Frady, 3-4-5 in the lineup for the Mustangs to face it'll be Michaela Tipton, a new pitcher. Rhonda was tapping on the table trying to get my attention. I was just kind of daydreaming a little bit. So Tipton's in for Kirkendall.
Now the rest of the lineup is the same.
Folks, get ready. This girl pitches like she's double parked out in the parking lot. She gets the ball back and she's bringing the second pitch.
Yeah.
So our color commentation and a little jib jab in between pitches is going to have to be shortened.
Oh, yeah. I can't take my time.
We're going to have to get the words out real quick. Tipton's in the circle. Swung on. Line to left field. Could be off the wall. The 200-foot marker. Penlin picks it up and throws it in on the relay. So Doolin leads off with a stand-up double. The first pitch off of Tipton. Not what you wanted at this point in time here in the top of the sixth inning, trailing or leading 4-1. So Doolin, Strange, will get a pitch runner.
You got to rest your starter. I understand that because it's the big game, but we can't lose this game looking at the big game. And it makes you wonder if they're not looking toward that game right now.
Well,
the way they've been playing today.
Doolin answered with a double off the 200-foot sign and left down the left field line, narrowly missing a home run. And now to bring up Brittany Burrow, who struck out both times up. She squares to lay a bunt, bunts it out into the snaps right there in the sand.
Now, he did call foul ball this time.
He did, and that's the way he does it. You know, I mean, if it's fair ball, an umpire, when it's fair, doesn't say anything. So there's no confusion of fair or foul. He'll only yell foul. He'll point fair, but won't say anything on a fair ball. Next pitch is low, and that's exactly what he did the first time. He stood there and pointed that it was fair, but didn't say fair. He doesn't, you know, you don't want that confusion. But somebody in the stands yelled foul, and that's where the players got all messed up. Called strike at the top of the strike zone. So now Burrow goes in a hole, 1-2, with a runner at second. That pitch runner is number 7, Paige Wright. She's running for Doolin. Swung on and right up the middle. Nice stab by Nadia. Checks her back. Throws a strike over to Ladrinko. So the Gold Glove fielding shortstop, Nadia Hudson, comes up with another big play. Stops a single going up the middle for out number 1. And that's going to bring up Gracie Frady.
And she held the runner just by that little look that she gave her. She held her for just a second. That's all it took.
One out. Runner still at second. Frady is 0-2. As she taps foul, the first pitch goes down 0-1 in the count. A grounder to Hudson at short and a grounder to Ladrinko in the fourth to end the inning. So she's 0-2. On two groundouts. Tries to, you know, drag bunt it and taps it foul. So now she's in a hole 0-2 with one out. Problem I have with this right now, going to small ball down by 3 runs this late in the game, is you need 3 runs.
I know.
You need a bunch of runners. And she gets one right at Galleon. She catches it, throws the second, and it's a double play. Presley hauls that in. Galleon, the runner, thought it was up the gap. Galleon picked it off and then quickly relayed it to Presley at second. So a double play ends the inning and does and gets them out of a jam. So no runs on one hit, one runner, no runner stranded as we move to the bottom of the sixth. Pisco 4, Smokey 1.
You know, that was a great play. But if you notice, you talk about Sheridan Presley being the constant team player.
Right.
She was already headed to second. Knew that if she could have the opportunity, she's going to get it. Taylor Galleon is so fast. Anything that gets in that center field, she's going to snag it. She kind of reminds me of the gazelle that we had here a couple years ago.
Yep.
So, and her speed is what caused that double play because they didn't think it was going to make it, that she was going to make it, that it was going to fall in for a single.
Well, it's one of those in between. It's a line drive, and what you got to do is you got to tell your base runners when you've got, you're in a position where you really got to be careful. Anything looks line drive, you got to turn and read it to see what you think. Don't be in such a hurry to score. Even if you score, we still need 2 more.
Right, exactly. And I didn't understand. I'm like you. I didn't understand the bat this late in the game, the bunting this late in the game when you need 3 runs.
Right.
And I mean,
Smokey put, you know, and I mean, they're not a good defensive hitting team. And what I mean by that is when they get in the hole, one, you know, 0-1, 0-2, they're not very apt at making contact. So they get a little too defensive.
Yeah.
And so when you're playing small ball, you know, and down needing 3 runs, you need to start putting the ball in play and see if it'll fall and get a couple big hits.
I noticed as Mahala came to the batter's deck, because she's going to be behind Callie Kirkendall, she looks up at her father, and he's telling her that she's dropping her shoulder.
Exactly.
I watch it. He said she's going like this.
Right.
And he was giving her that sign. Probably, you know, sometimes parents are good coaches and kids listen to
them. All you have to do is tell your, you know, your young hitter or hitter, every time you drop that back shoulder, your bat speed drops.
Mm-hmm.
Your bat decelerates. You cannot have a bat speed having it drop. Swung on, lined, left field over the head. That will be extra bases. Kirkendall rounds first. Checks Walt, stands up at second base for a stand-up two-bagger.
Now let's see if instructions are followed by Papa Zahn.
So Irvin needing a well-placed ball right now. Just something hard off him.
She just needs to hit the thing. Just put it in play. Quit hitting them 9 miles in the air. Hit it into play. She's a good hitter. That's just what surprises me.
We all go through it.
You
play this game long enough, you'll go through it. First pitch is high for a ball. So Irvin, taking on the first pitch, gets ahead of McCoy 1-0. As McCoy looks in and says, you know, you got an open base, do we need to walk her? Called strike, just above the belt.
Well, she's struggling, so pitch her.
Yeah.
I mean,
1-1. You can't afford that, you know, more runs, so you got to try and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully your defense will make a play. Here's McCoy's 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play.
Daddy's giving instructions from the stands about dropping down.
Here comes a pitch. High for a ball, 2-2. We're all hoping. Young lady went through the struggles, has battled through. She's still a good hitter.
Oh,
30
yeah.
career home runs for the senior. Swung on.
Oh, that was beautiful. She did not. Did you notice it didn't drop that time, Chuck? It was
straight through. Yeah, but she's using her big muscles. You know, the grunts and the pulling back is trying to really make a major swing. You just let her supply the power. You just snap the hands through. Changeup's high for a ball, 3-2. She's got incredible power in her forearms and wrists. Let those do the work for you. Swung on, lifted high, deep center field. Another pop-up, faking the tag up, was...
Callie. She acted like she was trying to get her to go, but...
So out number one is another pop-up by Irvin, who struggles at the plate continue. I'm worried about that, Rhonda, because we got to get her back going.
I bet you that she spends extra time in the batting cage tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't allow her to swing anything above the belt. Everything's got to be below. First pitch is a low for a ball to
Michaela Tipton.
Michaela Tipton batting for herself. McCracken started as a designated hitter. Big swing and a miss by Tip. Makes the count 1-1. Well, that's a big thing when I learned in hitting. Next is popped up down the first baseline, giving chase, but it's going to get out of play. First thing good hitting coaches tell your hitters is that the moment you drop your bat, you want the most bat speed, and you want to go from your hands, knob, and then wrist. And the good hitting coaches just teach knob and wrist. And they want to go from where your knob is at down to your front foot. And you want downward. And then, you know, the bat, you know, the swing will level out. You know, all level out depending on where the pitch is. Next pitch is a ball, and the next pitch after that's a ball, now makes it 3-2. And what is happening is that you don't want to dip that back shoulder. You want the most bat speed you can generate. Swung on and fouled back into the screen, so Tipton hanging tough. One out, bottom of six, 4-1 Pisco. Count 3-2 on Tipton. Runner at second's Callie Kirkendall, who hit a stand-up double to lead off this sixth. And swung on and misses, tipped.
And she swung at the high.
Now batting number nine.
Walt is just walking away. I mean, there's a point in time where you just got to say, ladies, we've got to lay off it. A pitcher's a steady diet of pitches above the belt. And that's a sucker pitch.
That's a, that is a sucker pitch. It's to get you to chase something, and even if you hit it, it's going to be in the infield.
If you know good, if you know pitchers and a strategy, and you're watching from the dugout, good pitchers elevate a pitch on with two strikes. They give it where it's top of the strike zone. It looks so big and so juicy, but you can't catch up to it. And if you do, you're popping the thing up. And so you expect an elevated fastball with two strikes. Swung on and misses. Miss Alexander. Casey Alexander pitching.
Kelsey.
Kelsey, I'm sorry.
Kelsey Alexander.
Kelsey, Casey. I got Casey's everywhere. Swung on again. A pitch around the shoulders as Alexander goes chasing.
You know, and I thought Serena, when she come down and talked to her, was trying to tell her, you know, lay off the high.
McCoy's going to stay up there. And that's exactly what she did. And swung on and missed, throw to first in time. So that's all for Pisgah. As they just go through a lackluster, boring sixth inning. Strand of runners. So that's all. We'll move to the top of the seventh. Pisgah 4, Smoky Mountain 1. When we come back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, back at the ballpark, and Chuck, we're in the top of the seventh. The score is 4-1, and all Pisgah does is have to get this in and out.
Well, it will be 6-7-8. Katie Fortner, Michaela McCoy, Tate Sutton. First pitch to Fortner is a ball. Next pitch is lifted high and out of play, making the count 1-1.
And I look back at my scorebook, and it was 8-1 when we played them the last time.
Fortner, 1-for-2 with a single, and scored the only run. Nice changeup by Tipton. Nice call by Irvin.
You don't have time to say much in between her pitches. She's ready to go.
One ball, two strike. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and dribbled, foul on the third base side.
And one of the defensive changes in the game is that Callie Kirkendall is playing left field in place of Ashley Penland.
Okay.
She can play anywhere.
1-2. Line foul. Third base side.
If pitching's not enough, she's running around back there catching foul balls.
You watch Tomasi late with a new pitcher, but yet still will hug the line late in the game, too. Swung on, lifted high to center field, back, and then camped underneath it as Gallion calls that out in for out number one. Now to bring up Michaela McCoy, who's 1-for-2. Was the sixth strikeout victim from Kirkendall, and she was in. First time she's faced Tipton this season. Gets time, gets her box set. Changed up or drop ball. Just dropped and dropped right before the plate. So one ball.
We had to wait on the umpire to get... That's the only time you're going to wait is when he needs to get the balls.
innings. This pitch swung on, lifted high, deep, gone. So Tipton missed her spot as Irvin was set up outside. She got too much of the plate and above the belt. And McCoy just hit a solo blast to left field. Cuts the lead to Pisgah's lead to 4-2 now. That'll bring up Tate Sutton, the eight hitter.
Yeah, Smoky Mountain always plays us tough. And, you know, that's one thing that Serena has talked about, this team is playing their level, not down to somebody else's level.
Well, you're going to give up home runs. You're going to give up hits when you're a pitcher. You just got to hang tough. Swung on, popped up. Presley gets it at second base, out number two. So one more and we'll win this ball game. That'll bring the number nine hitter, Alexis Hardy, who is actually 1-for-2 with an RBI. Try to avoid going to the top of the order. Breezy Stillwell on deck. Swung on, hit over to Nadia Hudson. Over to Latrinko, and that's all. As the Mustangs go down in fine fashion here in the seventh. But that's a final from Canton, North Carolina. Pisgah 4, Smoky Mountain 2. We'll be back for our post-game show.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers. B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, back for our post-game show now, Chuck. Black Bears take this game 4-2. Ugly, but they do win.
A win's a win.
Makes you think that the team looked a little lethargic, like they was looking forward to Thursday, knowing that battle Thursday's going to be for the championship. And, you know, this is the first time Pisgah's had a chance to win the conference championship in 4 years. And it might be the pressure could be getting to them.
Well, I agree with you, Rhonda, and that was if they were looking towards Brevard, they got them now.
They got them now.
Yeah, and they got out of here with a 4-2 win over Smoky Mountain. Well, again, it wasn't pretty. It was a little sluggish offensively. We got some spotty, pitching, some good pitching by Callie Kirkendall, some, not so good pitching, and then you had Michaela Tipton come in and struggle a little bit, but still, the bottom line is that they only allowed 2 runs. They scored 4, and no matter how ugly it is, it's a win. And that's why you got to take those in those games. You got to take them. In your championship chase, you just got to take whatever you get. And you've got it. Regular season finale Thursday right here.
And it's senior night.
Senior night. But the main thing is you're playing for the outright conference championship. That's all you have to say
and
to these girls.
I would have not predicted this to begin the season. I would have not sat here and said, Pisgah and Brevard's going to be playing for the conference championship. No way.
Oh, I said that.
Oh, yeah, right.
I did. I said that. I said Brevard and Pisgah on the last day will be playing for the championship. And you told me I was crazy, but I will accept your apology off the air.
Yeah, right. I must have done that in my sleep because I sure don't remember it.
Well, just a rehash of the game, folks. The Pisgah Black Bears got three runs in the third inning that was sparked by a one-out home run by Ashley Penland to give the Black Bears a 1-0 lead. Taylor Gallion and Nadia Hudson followed with singles. An error by Sheridan Presley scored Taylor Gallion. And then a wild pitch brought in... Nadia Hudson. So the bottom line is that's how they scored their three runs on three hits in that inning. And then the Black Bears did get a run in the fifth inning when leadoff double by Ashley Penland, and she eventually scored on a wild pitch, and that gave a 4-0 lead. And I'm looking for, yeah, that's a 4-1 lead, because Smoky Mountain got one in the fifth and one in the seventh. So, hey, that's the way it goes. Final from Pisgah, it was four runs on six hits and no errors. And for Smoky Mountain, two runs on five hits and they made two errors. And that's the bottom line.
Before we close out today, May 18th, drawdown. Get your tickets. There's not many left. I confirmed this with Coach Presley. We probably have anywhere from 10 to 15 tickets left.
As usual. Canton folks just come out and force
to
buy this thing.
They do. So, folks, if you haven't got it, find somebody, call the school, something, get one reserved. But May 18th, the big drawdown, fun time, food's great, the entertainment's great. Well, by Chuck, you know how it is.
Yeah. A master of MC
and
himself.
This year we're going to Chuck's got some fun planned for our first year head football coach, Brett Chappell.
Yep. I don't want to let that cat out of the bag. Mr. Chappell needs to be initiated to the Canton's community appropriately, and so we'll do that accordingly. But again,
you
got
to buy a ticket to find out what happens.
That's exactly right. You get a great steak dinner and a lot of fun, and a chance to win $5,000 or $1,000 or a door prize, or you can buy auction items. And I tell you what, every year they just outdo themselves.
They do.
And all the money and proceeds go to the kids at Pisgah High School and their athletic department. All kids, all sports benefit from this, and every year you're raising between $29,000 and $37,000 for the kids at Pisgah High School. So this is a big event, the big event for Pisgah High School. And again, you can tell when they're out to sell 299 tickets, they'll auction the final ticket off, you know, with about 10 left. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's just, David Presley has this thing rolling on this drawdown, and so there's not a lot of tickets left.
That's one thing Brett Chappell's excited about being a part of this year. He's heard about it, but he's never been a part of it.
Well, the folks love their sports here in Pisgah, but bottom line is they also love this softball team, and they just went to 15-4-1 today, and they'll play for the outright conference championship Thursday. Today, final score from the Diamonds on the River Complex, Pisgah 4, Smoky Mountain 2. Rhonda, until Thursday. We'll be back, won't we?
3:45 game time.
All right, folks.
Or pregame.
Lord willing, we'll be back Thursday. Tune in to WPTL 920 AM. This is Chuck Fiebernetz for Rhonda Byrd. We'll see you Thursday.